This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The Pentagon says it shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of the tankers. That after yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blamed Iran.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Iran denies the claims. The state of New York will no longer allow for religious exemptions from vaccines. The state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations passed by both the Assembly and Senate and quickly signed into law by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in the Dominican Republic investigating whether the plot to kill David Ortiz was hatched behind bars. Two people in a prison there have been questioned in connection with the Sunday shooting at a bar in Santo Domingo, which has left Ortiz hospitalized with severe injuries. The help wanted sign's been hung on the White House press office.
President Trump reacts to news White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving. The president speaking at an event about criminal justice.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great.
Sanders, who is 36 years old, married with three young children, and returning home to Arkansas.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I've loved it. I love the president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Federal Election Commission chair making it clear it is illegal to receive anything of value from a foreign national in connection with a U.S. election. Ellen Weintraub issuing the statement yesterday with the intro saying she never thought she would have to say it. In the statement, she pointed out accepting help from foreign governments has been considered unacceptable since the very beginnings of the nation. On Wednesday, President Trump said in an ABC News interview that if a foreign government wanted to give him dirt on a political opponent, he would probably accept it. Our report says most meat products won't be from animals by 2040. Global consulting firm A.T. Kearney is predicting 60% of meat will be grown in vats or made from plant-based products. The report estimates more than a third of all meat will be cultured and about 25% will be vegan replacement. It concludes that the global demand for meat products will prompt a transformation to a more sustainable system than the slaughtering of animals. And actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is pleading not guilty to groping a woman. He turned himself into the NYPD Special Victims Unit yesterday. His attorney says his client did nothing wrong. Gooding is scheduled to appear in court on the charges later this month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Happy Father's Day early. Keep the sentiment going here, okay? We got a great show planned for you, as always, so thank you for dropping in. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. A little program change. We were hoping to have Liz Peek on with us this morning. We've had to move her off to next week. All of a sudden, you know, Fox News thought that, you know, they needed to trump Bill Martinez live. So, yeah, she's fulfilling her obligation there. And, of course, we'll have her back next week. John Zemerick's going to be up in a little bit. John, senior editor at the stream.org. Well, I'll tell you, what we've got to talk about with John is, you know, puts things into perspective that you have to consider about where we sit politically today and the discussions that we're having with all the, you know, what, 24 presidential candidates from the Democratic Party and what is going on there. Well, I tell you, I talked to a lot of my Democrat friends, and they just go, what is happening? And I said, yeah, I don't know. I said, what are you going to do? He said, well, we just feel like we're being left in the dust here. We just don't recognize this party anymore. I said, well, what do you think is going to happen with Joe Biden? Is he going to be able to be the last man standing throughout all this? And I'll tell you, a lot of people are uncertain because the hard left move combined with Biden's past and his previous stances and, you know, votes and everything. He's got a long history. I mean, 5 decades of voting and history in the government. And the Democratic Party is not anything like the Democratic Party when he first came in. And so he's going, whoa, you know, and he's trying to be the last man standing. Well, he thinks that he might be able to wrangle back the Democratic Party somewhere to some close zip code to moderation, if possible. But I don't see that happening. AOC is on top of him, as they say. And, boy, anytime he doesn't stay in accord with the hard left the way it's going, she's quick to respond to it. So, you know, we'll have to see. You know, we've got some debates coming up, and, you know, they'll start to, you know, they'll start to ferret themselves out. There's some, I guess they're able to get, what, over 20. I think over 20 on the stage have qualified, including de Blasio, which is really surprising to me because, you know, how is he going to have a chance at all? So he may make one or two debates, that's about it. But, you know, the opportunity, and then people say, well, why are they running for president anyway? What I understand, and of course, this is, you know, the lifeblood of politicians is the Treasury. Not our Treasury necessarily, is their immediate one. Is this gives them an opportunity to build up campaign funds that somehow are loosely regulated to such a degree that, you know, this becomes quite the war chest, a personal war chest, so to speak. And these are my terms, okay, and this is the way I understand it. And so this is why, you know, some of these people are running when you say, well, why are they running? You know, what chance do they have? Well, it's just the idea that they can collect funds. I mean, because a lot that they're doing right now, I mean, I got to tell you, they complain about Donald Trump, but they love Donald Trump. Because they're able to raise so much money just on the hatred that they've been able to gin up towards this president, you know, which is, you know, really, really self-serving. Again, you know, as some sober people have commented to say, well, what about America? You know, what are we doing here? We've got an opportunity to, you know, make hay as the sun shines, as they used to say, and but not in politics. You know, here it is. We've got all this progressive momentum that's catapulting the country, getting it out of its doldrums after, you know, two administrations of a rather languishing and disappointing, you know, a policy-driven administration that, you know, all but destroyed our economy. You know, some have claimed, well, you know, the reason that Trump is doing so well is because, well, the economy was on the upswing. You know, well, because it wasn't absolutely dead, I guess you could say it was on the upswing. I mean, it was about as low as you could get. You know, they said, well, the economy started to come back because of, you know, Barack Obama. I'm sorry. I'm hard pressed to understand that. That's just me, and I'm sure there's experts that support the former president to just say, well, because you're not an expert and you don't understand, because that's what we hear all the time, right, from the elites, is that, you know, that's why you need us here, because you guys don't understand. Well, I do understand that when we get a president in here that takes these regulations that have strangled our economy and the people who drive the economy and all but killed them, and decimated the middle class. All I know is that when we get a president here that understands that and actually starts incorporating policies that liberates, the middle class, that liberates the job creators and corporations, and starts getting these companies that have gone overseas to start looking at America again and going, hey, you know, home sweet home. You know, I don't have to deal with language problems, productivity level much higher. What may have looked on the surface as cheap labor, and we're going to talk more about that in just a moment, you know, really not so cheap after all. So, you know, we cut back the taxes, give me a reason to come back home and roll out the welcome mat, man. I'm packing my bags, I'm heading back home, and this is what happened. Look at all the new jobs that have been created under this president. So a lot of positive things that are just freaking out the Democrats because, you know, as Lindsey Graham pointed out, and this is clear, the Democrats are starved, you know, for power. There's just not enough power for them. I mean, you saw them on full display during the Kavanaugh hearings, and Lindsey Graham called them out for it. Said, you guys just want, you guys, it's all about power for you guys. It's not about, you know, getting the right person in the job. You know, it's just about power. That's all it is. That's what's driving you. And he says, I hope you don't get it. And, you know, here it is, 2020. They're heading to 2020. They're going full bore. You know, the entire enchilada, tamales and churros to go. Man, it's all packed up and ready to go for you. And they're beating down this president at every turn, trying to claim things. The language it is rough. And it's amazing, you know, how they blame Trump for it. Not that he's necessarily genteel, but, you know, stop for a minute. You know, cut out any responses from Trump. Just listen to how the mainstream media, how they talk about him. And you know, not like any other president. And so then, you know, and all they recount, of course, is Trump's response. Well, look, you know, if you get punched in the face, you know, probably 9 out of 10 people want to punch you back. And Donald Trump has always been one to respond, is if you hit him, he's going to hit you harder. But the media, you know, they pigpiled on this president to the point that, as reported by Newsbusters and MRC, 90%, 90+% of the reporting on this president is negative. It's no wonder people don't understand what's going on with the country, and they think, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was that bad. Maybe I should stop spending. Maybe I should, what is this phenomena that's going on here? I got more money to spend. You know, I'm happier than I've been. And, all because of this mean president who's just so awful and is being accused of all these awful things. Accused, and, you know, they run, spend a bunch of money to research to see what they can find out about him, and what do they come up with? You know, near bupkis, pretty much. And so now here we are investigating the investigators. And we're going to talk more about that, as I mentioned, you know, with the lineup of guests we have. But John Zemerick's going to be outstanding. He'll help you understand and see what's going on and give it to you straight. Sarah Carter, is back with us. Sarah, of course, giving us the update on all the great investigative work. Speaking of the Mueller campaign, the FBI, all this stuff that's been going on. So, hey, it's another great day here in America. I'm glad you could be with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come back, we're going to talk Father's Day, okay? Because it is Father's Day weekend coming up. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
The cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. Dad, you know we'll have a good time then.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, even even today, many fathers would say they would like to have is more time with their kids. And this is according to a latest Pew Research as we go into Father's Day here. Father's Day, believe it or not, as we talked with Bruce Kaufman yesterday, was supported and really pushed on by two women in particular. And it took a while, and it's only in the recent era, in the 70s, that, Father's Day became a bit institutionalized. Kind of amazing that it took a while, but, it's because, this one young woman, who was raised by her father, saw what happened with Mother's Day and said, look at, fathers need to be acknowledged as well. And so here we are, we're on a couple of days ahead. Here we are to celebrate, Father's Day across America. And, let's take a look at the state of father. And this is according to Joe McGee Ministries. I thought he appropriately captured, the state of fatherhood today. He says, before the Industrial Revolution, dads worked side by side with their children and both taught and lived out the critical character traits needed for a successful life. Traits such as honesty, patience, integrity, hard work, and perseverance. Traits that helped build a great generation. Now, when the Industrial Revolution showed up, fathers left their farms and headed to the factories. Long work days and swing shifts set the stage for the absentee father. Over time, fathers often became regarded as merely breadwinners who fulfilled their personal duty by providing. Dads made the money, moms did everything else, right? That kind of thinking has had a negative effect on the home, needless to say. Today in America, 43% of all children live without their fathers. 90% of all homeless and runaway children, 71% of all pregnant teenagers, 71% of high school dropouts, 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. Did you hear that? I mean, that is a huge number. 90% of all homeless runaway children, 71%. Of all pregnant teenagers, 71% of high school dropouts, 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. That is the crisis of our home life in America today and what happens with a fatherless home. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of high school, twice as likely to end up in jail, four times more likely to need help for behavioral problems. Some people ask, are fathers necessary? Huh? You're hearing that. The answer is a resounding yes. Fathers are necessary. I mean, you have women out there, that want to discount the father's responsibility with even having children. It's not about, the father's rights anymore. It's all about a woman's right, her reproductive rights. So how do you have reproductive rights without a father involved? What about his reproductive rights? We can't talk about that because that doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the argument and the scenario for them. So, fathers are kicked off, back of the bus, as we've discussed before. Comedy has ridiculed fathers, television, movies. They all make fathers look like knuckleheads. Not like when we were growing up, father knows best, right? It's a different scenario these days. It's all contemporary. But there was a purpose behind all this. And we have right now, the fruit that we have planted. We're reaping exactly what we have sown. And we're devastating the next generation. I mean, look at these numbers. 90% of all homeless and runaway children come from fatherless homes. 71% of all pregnant teenagers. The dad's not there. This is empirical evidence. We're not talking theoretical stuff here. So what has happened? The Bible tells us that when the strong man's tied up, it allows the evil one to come in and wreak destruction. And that's what's happened. The strong man in this case is the father. The father's been tied up. Yes, there's some cases, where you have indolent fathers and irresponsible fathers. But, the thing is, think about the generational impact that it has. Who is going to speak to the young boys that are going to lead the next generation is the example that they hold to is just what they got from their fathers, because their fathers were misinformed and they weren't mentored appropriately. There were so many things that come into it, even how the government promoted this. They haven't really helped. I mean, you think about this, what it's done is just, the government's designed this in such a way. And I will say this, directly to you, is these are democratic policies. Democratic policies have taken the father. They've made it, in a sense, convenient for the father to exit. And what they had to offer is really chump change and crumbs to single moms at the end of the day. Yes, it's helped them out and everything, but really, when you think about it, how have they really helped them? And how, if the government could have done anything, could they have, fortified the family and realized that it's unacceptable to have these kind of conditions that exist in America today, where you have so many fatherless homes? So why can't we enact policies and do things that promote the family unit? No, we don't want to do that. I'm a woman. Let's take care of the single mom, and we'll continue to blame the dads, all at the expense of what our kids they're dealing with. I mean, you see the number: 71% pregnant teenagers, fatherless homes; 71% high school dropouts. What kind of future? What kind of future is ahead for these kids, boys and girls? I mean, it's a disaster. Now, Pastor McGee says, he says, I don't list these statistics to frighten you. He says, I want to show fathers just how important it is that you take an active role in your child's life. That's the bottom line. Dads, you're missing in action. We need you there regardless of what, the government may try to do, what kind of comedians, what they want to say. It is absolutely critical. Your role as a parent, your role as a father. There are things that only you can do. There is authority. There is position that only the father has. The mother will never have. Yes, the mothers are nurturers, and the fathers are protectors and providers. There's certain qualities that are innate to fatherhood that are missing, and it is overwhelming. When I talk with single moms, you can tell they're overwhelmed. Because they're doing both jobs. It's impossible for them to do both jobs. And then you hear these unique stories, like with Dr. Ben Carson. I mean, his mom, a single mom, what she did. And this is just one of millions of stories like this, that mothers on their own, they had to, change patterns. They had to become the protectors and providers. And, they're still the nurturers. And conversely, single dads, there's single dads out there. And they have to become the nurturers, which they're not necessarily wired for, as but that's what's needed. The child needs the entire package. This is why God created it this way. And we short-circuit and think, we're going to do this on our own. And how's that working for you? Look at the numbers. It's crazy. Again, as Pastor McGee says, he just wants to show that, these statistics, these are real. And this is the impact that it has when a father is MIA. Well, 8 facts about American dads, real quick, if we can get to them here. And that is there's a rising share of stay-at-home dads, home to care for the family. That's been increasing. Dads are staying home to care for their kids. And fatherhood is a positive experience and central to dad's identity as well. This is according to the latest Pew Research. And dads see parenting as central to their identity. For many working dads, balancing work and family is a challenge. And that continues today. Well, something to think about this Father's Day as we celebrate our dads, remember our dads, and celebrate fatherhood across America. Oh, by the way, this is Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour. From Stream.org, John Zamarek coming up next.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The Pentagon says it shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of the tankers. That after yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blamed Iran.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Iran denies the claims. The state of New York will no longer allow for religious exemptions from vaccines. The state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations passed by both the Assembly and Senate and quickly signed into law by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. John Zemerich is with us, senior editor of Stream.org. And John, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. Good to be on.
Hey, so much to talk about, but before we get into abortion, porn, and censorship, I wanted to get your read first on George Stephanopoulos hanging out with the president for 2 days. Some people said, whoa, president stepping out. I mean, he has really been very inclusive in terms of having people come in from differing points of view and representatives, even though there's been a challenge with fake news. And for Stephanopoulos to be there for 2 days, it was pretty interesting, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think, well, you know, Trump has a kind of a fiery Queens personality. I grew up not far away from Donald Trump in Queens, New York. So he can shoot from the hip. But I think if he's doing this, he's prepared himself, and he knows what he's doing. And he's probably trying to keep the media confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, boy, I'll tell you, he exploded their heads when Stephanopoulos asked the question about whether or not he would take any Oppo research from a foreign entity. I mean, this was kind of one of those baits on the hook thing that he threw out for Trump to hit. And, of course, sometimes I think Trump loves to answer these questions just for entertainment.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe somebody suggested this morning that maybe he was trying to taunt the Democrats into not giving up on impeachment because impeachment is so unpopular with the general public.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they can't help them. Mainstream media, what do they hold on to? They only hold on to half of the context. Because he said, yes, I would look at it, and I would do both. I would, you know, let the FBI know, and I would, sure, what harm is it going to be?
Have to remember, Hillary Clinton got the Steele dossier from a foreign source. Christopher Steele is a British spy.
Right.
So they are throwing a hissy fit over over Trump saying hypothetically he might do what we all know Hillary Clinton did, and no Democrats object to it.
John, this has been going on from time in memoriam. You tell me which presidential candidate or any candidate that can get Oppo research by whatever means is going to be able to do it. You're going to tell me that all Oppo research, now we're going to have a special division of the FBI that pre-screens all Oppo research? Is that what this is all coming down to?
Yeah, and let's remember that Ted Kennedy got in touch with the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
During the Cold War, to tell them that, you know, you need to help me stop Ronald Reagan getting elected president, and you know, we'll have much better relations if I'm president. staggering, right?
Yeah. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. But see, they all count. This is what the left does. The left counts on us being so. I say us, anybody other than them, because they're the elites. They know better. They're the smart ones, and they're the only ones that have any command of the history of this country. Because whatever they don't command, they rewrite, and they're in control of it. So they continue to try to dupe us and after a while, Johnny, you go, well, why argue? You know, you want to be a knucklehead, then, you know, go your own way. But the only problem is we've been doing that for so long, they actually think they're in charge.
Oh, yeah, and they threw it. I mean, all this anti-Trump stuff after the election was just a tantrum. We were supposed to go from 8 years of Barack Obama fundamentally transforming America, and it was supposed to be seamless that Hillary took over, and she would appoint people to the Supreme Court who could take our guns and take our religious liberty and enshrine abortion on demand for 9 months of pregnancy in 50 states of the Union for any reason at all. And we're all just – it's supposed to be a smooth, inexorable transformation of the country, like a steamroller going over a pavement. And all of a sudden, they hit an anti-tank barrier, and the steamroller broke, and they are throwing a tantrum. And the tantrum has continued for 2.5 years.
Right.
The left is not willing to share. Not only are they not willing to lose power, they're not willing to share power. They're not willing to compromise. They're acting like an extremist party, like some extremist fringe party that got really big. Mm-hmm. It reminds me, I've studied a lot of European history, it reminds me of the way the Communist Party and the Nazi Party acted in Weimar Germany. They both refused any compromise.
Right.
They thought the way to power was to be absolutely implacable and demand total surrender to their demand, to their agenda, and to keep a harsh, extreme agenda that would attract angry people and to attack and try to destroy anyone who is remotely moderate. And the funny thing is, Donald Trump is not particularly conservative. He is a moderate. He's like Bill Clinton in 1996.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is all part of their formula. I mean, this is rules for radicals, John. I mean, this is what they're living out. I mean, here you've got all these card-carrying democratic socialists. Now they're, you know, they didn't want to say socialists. They didn't want to admit to it. But now they're kind of going, well, you know, I'm a democratic socialist. And let me tell you what democratic socialism is. Well, it's socialism on the road to communism. It's still the same thing. You just change the name.
Yeah, I mean, remember, socialism is, according to its inventors, and according to Karl Marx, the government seizing control of the means of production.
Yes.
I don't care if they vote on that democratically. Let's say you're in a college dorm room and the other three guys vote democratically, 3-4, to take your kidneys and sell them on the black market. I'm sorry, it doesn't matter that it's democratic. It's still theft.
Exactly. But, you know, and it sounds nice. It sounds nice on the surface until you start to play this out and you ask, you know, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren a follow-up question, then it's like, well, let's just have a beer. You know, let's just have a beer together.
And let's not have too many of those questions. Those questions are kind of subversive and antisocial. Maybe in the future democratic socialist regime, people who ask questions like that will be classified as mentally ill, the way they used to be in the Soviet Union. Remember, Bernie Sanders went on his honeymoon in the Soviet Union.
Yes.
While it was still hardline communist. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, we have him on video singing communist songs with hardline Russian, like, I don't know if they're intelligence operatives or soldiers, but I mean, he's singing old Stalinist songs with them. Mm. Imagine, just imagine if some Republican candidate.
I was going to say, if they had Trump on video singing Russian songs right now.
Imagine they had Trump on video that he went on a honeymoon in South Africa during apartheid.
Right.
And then was sitting with a bunch of South African Boers singing racist songs. I don't think he'd be president now.
No,
rightly
clearly
not.
Yeah, clearly not. But as you say, here we are after a total, man, I don't know, $65 million between the investigations in the Senate, the House, Mueller, no collusion. And now the Democrats are doubling down, quadrupling down, insisting that they're on the road, the righteous road to impeachment.
They want it to be illegal for Republicans to win and illegal for Republicans to govern. Just the way they bend and twist the rules on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest to make Christian speech and conservative speech illegal, essentially. And they're willing to twist the rules and manipulate bureaucracy and essentially lie, cheat, and steal, like saw what those FBI agents were doing. They're willing to do anything, whatever it takes, to grab power and to hold on to it. And there's a reason for that. They have a religion. Their religion is power.
Yeah.
Their religion is a utopian transformation of human life along the lines of socialism, which leaves no room for religion, no room for personal freedom, no room for the family, no room for private property. You are just a termite in a colony. You're an ant on a hill. You're a member of the Borg, and you will be assimilated.
And welcome to the world of mediocrity.
Yeah. I mean, remember people jumping over the Berlin Wall and getting shot trying to escape from Eastern Europe? Look at the people risking their lives to get the hell out of Venezuela.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, after all that, there is no excuse for being a socialist. I've got a piece at stream.org I hope people look at. Christian socialists and other enemies of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that quite literally. There's no excuse for being a fascist in 2019. There's no excuse for being a socialist in 2019.
I'll tell you what, let's pick it up when we come back. I want to follow up a little bit on it right after the break. Stay with us. More from John's America after this. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, the senior editor at Stream.org. John's America continues with us. John, right before the break, you mentioned another article that you have at Stream.org. Break that down for our audience.
Sure. Called Christian Socialists and Other Enemies of Mankind. Increasingly in some of the churches, Catholic and Protestant, you're seeing people trying to rehabilitate the word socialism and the agenda behind it. And they don't, these people don't want to take responsibility for any of the history of socialism, for the fact that it was started during the French Revolution by a bunch of bloodthirsty revolutionaries who wanted to kill every property owner in France if they wouldn't turn over all their property. They wanted to abolish private property completely, abolish Christianity completely, and institute complete control over the population and the re-education by means of the state. This was a group called the Conspiracy of Equals, and they were active in 1792. The next theoretician to take up the word was Karl Marx. Karl Marx laid out the plan for a totalitarian transformation of society, that all private property would be eliminated, all freedom would be eliminated, the proletariat as led by the Communist Party, not by the actual workers, but by the intellectuals who claimed to speak for the workers, would control all private property, all means of communication, all education, the military, everything. But after some indefinite period of their total dictatorship, a magical utopian anarchist dream world full of unicorns and rainbows would emerge. And everyone would have all they needed and more. No one would have to work at a boring career. They could dabble in one thing after another in the same day. Marx said, you know, you could be a philosopher in the morning and tend cattle in the afternoon and compose music at night, because there'll never be any need or want or shortage or poverty. Well, of course, look at the track record of every single genuine socialist society that has ever existed anywhere on the face of the earth. Look at the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
60 million people died, purposely killed by the government, either starved, shot, or left to freeze in the Arctic. We don't even know how many tens of millions, 40 to 60 million, died in Mao's China. The because he tinkered with the economy and took control of things. People starved for the tens of millions. Look at all of Eastern Europe that was occupied by the Russians, the misery they inflicted there. The average Russian woman under this in the Soviet Union had 6 abortions.
Awesome.
That was because conditions were so terrible. You had 2 and 3 families sharing an apartment that most Americans would consider insufficient for one family. You had 10 families sharing a bathroom. That's what socialism produces. Produces economic misery, envy, corruption, and tyranny. You can't point to a single society that's genuinely socialist and find any place livable. And don't talk about Scandinavia. Those are not socialist
countries.
Right,
exactly. Yeah,
government does not control the means of production. Those are Western capitalist societies with high taxes and big welfare programs. They're not socialist in any meaning of the word. To call them socialist would be like calling California communist. It's absurd.
Although California is probably closer to communist than
it's moving in that direction.
The other way around. Exactly. I'm telling you, I just got back from California a couple of weeks ago, John, and it's heartbreaking to see the homelessness, to see what is happening there, even in the downtown L.A. area where homelessness was rampant. But now as you drive down the freeway there, they're camped out in the bridges over the traffic, over the highways there.
Well, the really important thing is to bring in millions more unskilled people from foreign countries and put them on welfare. That will solve the problem of American homeless people.
Yeah, leave it, again, for democratic ideas. And this is the thing that people are failing to forget time and again, whether it was Barack Obama's policies, what he did in 8 years, what he did to our economy. What do we have to show for it? And I just can't even imagine people are even thinking that somehow under Joe Biden that this is a reasonable alternative.
Yeah, Joe Biden is not more moderate than the other Democrats. He's just more corrupt. I mean, his son was doing crooked business in Ukraine, and the prosecutor found out about it. And Joe Biden goes on a state visit to Ukraine and tells the prime minister if they don't fire that prosecutor, he's going to cut off American aid. And this doesn't even make the mainstream media. But, you know, but if Donald Trump ate a Russian pierogi, there would be a federal investigation.
Yeah, without a doubt. John, in the last 5-6 minutes that we have together here, I did want to address another article that you wrote about, and that was abortion, porn, and censorship. The right must stop bringing a rubber chicken to a gunfight. I like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically the question is, are we, while Donald Trump is still president, while we still have some power, are we going to fix social media? Are we going to force these social media giants to allow free speech for Christians, conservatives, Republicans, you know, anyone outside their narrow band of what is acceptable opinion?
Right.
Are we going to Will Chamberlain of Human Events had a great idea, an online civil rights act of 2019, which says if some company presents itself as a neutral platform, the way Facebook and Twitter do, and it's the only way that they're not subject to libel suits, is that they claim to be neutral platforms, not publishers. If they pretend that, if they claim that protection under law, they cannot deny service to someone because of their religion or political views, viewpoint discrimination. Just so, I mean, currently, it's essentially like if Facebook said no Christians need apply. Because they will ban pastors for preaching biblical doctrine. They will YouTube will close down and delete the videos of Christian ministers if they disagree with the LGBT agenda. You're not allowed to speak freely about your politics or your religion. Here's the most horrendous recent case. We found out that Pinterest has banned the pro-life group Live Action.
Yes.
And they classified their content as pornography. And then when Live Action questioned that, they said, no, it's anti-vaccination. That's why we're banning you. You're dangerous to people. Now, Live Action is not anti-vaccination. All they do is they talk about the fact that, unethically, some vaccines were developed from unborn babies. But they don't tell people not to vaccinate their kids. So that was a lie, too. It was the group Veritas, Project Veritas.
Exactly. James O'Keefe.
That exposed this, and they put it on YouTube. Well, what do you know? The next day, YouTube bans Project Veritas from YouTube.
Right.
So this is a coordinated conspiracy. It's a cartel of media monopolies. And when I hear conservatives like David French of National Review say, oh, you have to let the free market fix it, I just want to put my fist through the computer screen. Mm-hmm. David French doesn't think that the free market should have fixed Jim Crow. David French doesn't want to repeal the Civil Rights Act or the Fair Housing Act, or he doesn't want to abolish the EEOC. It's only when conservatives and Christians are getting screwed by the so-called free market that he, all of a sudden, we have to bring a rubber chicken to a gunfight. To hell with that.
No, I agree with you, John. I mean, enough's enough here. I mean, what can we do? I mean,
we can tell members of Congress, we want platform access to social media classified as a civil right for people so that you cannot be denied it based on your religious or political views unless your speech is illegal.
Why wouldn't that be a civil right, John?
Because nobody's pushed for it. You only get what you demand. Mm-hmm. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. So currently, transgender prisoners are demanding sex change operations on the public dime, but Christians aren't supposed to demand access to Facebook and Twitter.
Well, we need to rally the troops here, John, in a big way. You're exactly right. I mean, you know, bringing a rubber chicken to a gunfight, I mean, look what's happening. I mean,
We're getting obliterated. Even with a Republican president, think how bad it's going to get if the Democrats put one of their insane stooges in the White House.
Well, that's my thought as you were talking. I'm going, you know, after Trump, but then who? I mean, if Trump, God forbid, that he not get reelected, and of course they're already doing everything they can, you know, they have distracted, you know, all the forces by this Russian hoax thing, that I question whether or not we're really fully prepared to deal with any kind of voter fraud that the Democrats already perpetrated upon us in the midterms.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad. We better be ready.
Well, you know, and this is the thing. I mean, whether it's ballot harvesting, I mean, they're going to, everything's going to be fully justified, you know, by them, because they don't want Trump. They hate Trump. They think that Trump has been the worst thing that ever happened. But you compare his 2.5 years in office to 8 years of Barack Obama, it's not even close.
No, I know. The economy is booming. We're not in any stupid wars, but we're also not being humiliated on the global stage. He's a damn good president. And they're acting like the Nazis are occupying America, so you need to join the resistance. That just shows you what a tantrum the left has been throwing, because they were spoiled. They expect to have power. They feel entitled to power. They think the fact that they went to Ivy League schools entitles them to rule all the miserable trolls in the flyover red states. I'll tell you what, I went to Yale. I graduated cum laude. Those people aren't that great. They're not that impressive. They don't deserve to rule the rest of the country by decree.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, as my old mentor used to say, John, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. But as far as the Democrats are concerned, it's not about bottom line. They will sell their souls for the sake of power and charm all day long.
They're addicted to power.
Yeah.
You know, addicts will sell their mothers to get the next fix, and the Democrats will sell America and America's babies to get the next fix.
Well, they've already been doing it. They've got a long history of that, and that was called out very clearly by Lindsey Graham during the Kavanaugh hearings. And I'm hoping people are not forgetting that and remembering that clearly.
Yeah. Don't forget, they were willing to lie about him being the leader of a teenage rape gang.
Yeah.
And the moment that was discredited, they just shrugged and pretended it had never happened.
Exactly.
And just threw more spaghetti at the wall to see if it would stick.
Don't get me started here. We got to wrap this up. Dr. John Zemerich, senior editor of Stream.org. John, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks, buddy.
Take care. Bill.
You got it.
God bless.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know.